on the friends that I just asked you to be in prayer for. Are we on, Jerry? Okay. The friends that I just asked you to be in prayer, there's already a built-in antagonist, if you please, not only wherever their past is. And every time I've gone over, there's always people, neighbors or people that they've know that are always there. It's that kind of a house, and they have a very, very good friend, very close friend. It's over there a lot. And this lady has her degree in theology from a liberal school. And so I know, I'm praying that when I do get to talk to Tony and his wife, that this woman will not be there, that at least we'll get at least a hearing of the truth. Without that, I could be overreacting, could be overjudging. I'm just going by a few things that she has said and knowing where she got her degree. So I just request your prayer. It's I try to witness in the gym and different places where I'm playing, but it's been a long time since someone has just been a real burden in my soul in regard to just giving them the gospel. Because not really so much of getting them here, just being sure that they're in the eternal state and have that know who and what Christ is. So please be in prayer in that respect. Speaking of prayer, let's prepare ourselves for our study. Jesus Christ is getting ready to perform the seventh and final miracle, sign of who and what he is. After this point, the movement to the cross intensifies rapidly. More rapidly than we'll cover it here, but it intensifies rapidly. And before he performs this miracle, he goes into prayer. Goes into prayer toward God the Father. So what we're doing is we're looking at, very briefly, as we move into January, the year of resolution, resolve to pray, to be in prayer, in regard to just everything in your life, to make prayer a vital part. I think if before we dealt with people, before he speaks to Lazarus, before we deal with people, if people went into prayer, I wonder how that would change our conversations with our husband and wife, friends, people. If before, especially in times of turmoil, conflict, adversity of some type, went into prayer before we opened our mouth to another person, our husband, wife, children, friends, whatever, open our mouth in regard to God. Well, let's begin with a word of prayer that the Holy Spirit can show us the things that he would have us to see in this study. Let's pray. What a great privilege you've given to us, Heavenly Father, as mortals whose lives are as so brief as the sand on the shore and the blooming of a flower in the morning and dies and withers in the afternoon in the sun. And yet, Heavenly Father, we have the privilege of coming to you in prayer, and that our prayers can actually cause things to happen. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for the God that you are and for the privilege of prayer that you've given to us. Pray now that your Spirit will open our eyes and ears to the impact that prayer can make. Pray it in Christ's name. Amen. It's about this time, maybe about a week away, that people who make resolutions start dying down. They come to the gym very faithfully for the first month of January. And those of us who have been in there for a long time know that as February comes into play and the weather changes, those who were in there for the resolve start weakening out, dwindling out. And pretty soon you're back to the normal crew with maybe one or two of those new people who stuck to what they decided they wanted to do physically. So I probably won't use this one anymore, but if you do not have a prayer life, I hope that you will resolve to go into prayer. Now, let's talk about where we are in our study of prayer. We've just seen don't let your doctrine get in the way of your faith. Well, what I want to talk about here for a moment is don't let your doctrine get in the way of your prayers. Don't let your doctrine get in the way of your prayers. And what do I mean by that? Let me give you an idea. Why really pray? God already knows everything that's going to happen. God has already predetermined everything because He's God. And we really don't have any impact on God in that respect because I know all of this about God. People, don't let what you know get in the way of prayer. Not aware of all that prayer can do. His love is beyond our understanding. Well, if we can incite God, I don't understand that in line with all of my understanding of omniscience and all my understanding of predestination, all my understanding of everything. I just put it together. Prayer doesn't.